This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Mohamed Yunus is set to lead a caretaker government in Bangladesh after the wake of Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's resignation. Yunus is expected to return home from France on Thursday after weeks of violence in which at least 455 people were killed. Bangladesh's presidency has said the Nobel-winning microfinance pioneer will head the interim government as chief advisor after the longtime autocratic prime minister fled to India. The appointment came quickly after student leaders called on the 84-year-old Yunus, credited with lifting millions out of poverty in the Southeast Asian country, to return home to lead the government. Pop megastar Taylor Swift's three concerts in Vienna were abruptly canceled after Austrian police arrested two people suspected of plotting an attack. Here's Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner.
The Austrian government confirmed a planned attack at Ernst Happel Stadium. That's according to concert organizer Barracuda.music, saying in a Facebook post on Wednesday, quote, "With confirmation from government officials of a planned terrorist attack, we have no choice but to cancel the three scheduled shows for everyone's safety." Austria's Chancellor Karl Niehammer said in a post on social media platform X that a tragedy was prevented. Austrian police on Wednesday detained two people suspected of plotting attacks on concerts, according to the Director General for Public Security. The three Swift concerts were scheduled to take place from Thursday to Saturday, with police expecting around 65,000 attendees each day.
That was Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Egypt's civil aviation ministry says it's ordered Egyptian airlines to avoid Iranian airspace for 3 hours on Thursday after a notice from Tehran to do so because of military exercises. The warning comes amid soaring tensions in the region following last week's assassination of a key leader of Hamas in Tehran. This is VOA News.